Thank you, Mary, for agreeing to meet with me today. Based on our telephone call, I believe you've got a few further questions for me.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Natalia. As you've probably gathered, I am pretty new to commercial property. So perhaps you could start by explaining why you feel commercial property is a better investment over residential?
That is a good question. Thanks, Mary. It's often asked by traditional residential investors when they're considering commercial property for the first time. Look, what you'll discover, there are many reasons that are quite compelling. Probably the main reason is the longer leases you enjoy with commercial property. Quite often you'll find that residential tenancies will be on a month-by-month basis, maybe 6 months, perhaps even for a year if you're lucky, whereas commercial properties will tend to lease for between 3 and 5 years, and often for longer. That means for you fewer tenancy changes and far more predictable income stream.
Okay, so what about the aspect of security?
I guess what people have to understand is that when residential tenants want to exit halfway through a lease, they simply need to find a suitable substitute tenant and then transfer the lease across to that person. From then on, the new tenant becomes responsible for the rental over the remainder of the lease term. Commercial tenants are running a business from your property, and whenever they sell their business, they require your approval to assign the lease. However, here's the difference. If the new commercial tenant defaults in paying the rental, you also have recourse to the previous tenant as well, because commercial leases are business contracts enforceable by law.
I've heard that the commercial tenants, though, actually pay the outgoings for you. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mary. Typically, residential properties will provide you with a 5% gross rental return. From this, you need to pay rates and taxes, insurance, maintenance, and so on, leaving you with about a 3.5% net return at the end of the year. Depending on what and where they are, commercial properties will generate a 6% to 9% rental return. However, commercial tenants are also required to pay the various building outgoings on top of their rental, making this a net rental return to you. It's a key difference.
And do you find that commercial tenants actually look after your property a lot better?
As you know, if the toilet stops working in an apartment, the tenant asks you to send around a plumber, whereas commercial tenants quickly attend to and often pay to fix the problem themselves, so as not to disrupt their business. The overall appearance of the property becomes a reflection on them, and such your property is often kept in really good condition at their expense. Therefore, when the lease requires it or not, most commercial tenants will regularly repair and repaint the property in order to maintain a good corporate image.
And can you please tell me about payment certainty as far as commercial tenants are concerned?
Well, Mary, most residential properties are rented by individuals. Therefore, the rent is generally paid in cash or by personal check, and this can often vary in its timing. Because they are running a business, commercial tenants consider rent as simply another regular expense each month, and generally this gets set up as an automatic bank transfer and can be specified as such in the lease.
So overall, you see real benefits from investing in commercial property rather than just trying to play it safe with residential property.
Yeah, compelling benefits, Mary. As a residential investor, you soon find yourself having to deal with the different personalities of individual people. However, as a commercial investor, you tend to enjoy a more predictable, long-term relationship with your tenants based upon a proper commercial footing. Doesn't that sound like a far better arrangement to you?
Yes, definitely.